It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Laissez le bon temps rouler. In New Orleans, Mardi Gras has officially kicked off, with lots of fun, parades, and good food to be indulged over the next week until the sun sets on Fat Tuesday. So this year, cook up a few Cajun favorites, invite friends over, and start your own Mardi Gras tradition. Nowhere else in the country is food such an integral part of the culture. One only has to mention the city, New Orleans, and good times and great food come to mind. And jambalaya is one iconic dish that screams New Orleans and good times. South Louisianans have a love and a passion for good food. Their cuisine is unique because, as a whole, it has much bigger flavor than what you get in the rest of the United States. For those not born and raised in Louisiana, what we consider Cajun food for the most part is technically Creole cooking. The French who settled in southern Louisiana in the early 1700s adapted their own outstanding culinary techniques to the abundant herbs, seafood, game, meat, and vegetables of the region. Eventually, their cooking style was infused with the spiciness from the Spanish settlers and African slaves' use of herbs. This melange of styles has become known as Creole cookery. The Creole version of dirty rice, jambalaya is best served simply with a loaf of crusty French bread. Most recipes include shrimp, chicken, and sausage, but you can easily omit the shrimp if someone at your table has an allergy. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Mardi Gras!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.